As I said, this is going to be an unusual service. We're not going to have a sermon. You're not going to take any notes. There'll be no TV being brought out or anything on the screens. We just want to talk. And I said this earlier to those of you at North Kokomo. I could really, this morning, I have second-guessed the decision to do this by video. I wish I was standing right there on your stage and talking to you. For those of you joining us online, I wish that I could just sit down with you in your living room or at your hotel room or wherever you are and just talk. And that's what we're going to do today. And I want to tell you right off the bat, this will sound funny to say in church, particularly by the guy that's doing the speaking. I want to acknowledge this to you. This stinks. This stinks. It stinks, first of all, for Chris and Annette. It stinks for their kids that more than likely where God leads them will not be around here, and they'll have to leave friends and schools and go somewhere else, and it stinks for them, and I acknowledge that. It stinks for you and I as the people of Crossroads. It stinks for those of you that Chris maybe helped the most in a situation. He may have been the one that brought you to Christ or helped you take the next step of baptism. He may have stood beside you during a marriage turmoil. He may have helped you bury a loved one or celebrate the birth of a baby or so many other things, and to walk in or to get a video this week saying that he is no longer senior pastor, I acknowledge it stinks. It stinks in particular for those of you, my friends, at Crossroads North Kokomo. I hate that you're hearing this. I say this to you as plainly as I can. There probably are questions in your mind saying, well, if this happened, then what's going to happen to our new building? I tell you, we are committed to getting you a permanent home. Renovation will continue. The plan will continue. Don't worry about that. But I hate the fact of you hearing this causes echoes in you, most likely from things that happened less than a year ago. Coming to church and hearing that somebody that you'd counted on being here is no longer here is something you've seen before. And although the circumstances and the details are different, I hate, North Kokomo, that you're having to experience this again. And I would understand every way. Let me say this to you. I'd understand every way if you were to say, hey, leadership at Crossroads, you're messing up. I would tell you this. I apologize to you. I am sorry for how this has to stink for you. And I say in this room, there are folks at North Kokomo, folks in this room, some online that have already left for family trips. Those of you as a staff, we've talked this week. It stinks for you. And I hate that. And we've said it this week. I say it again to you. If you're a part of the staff team at Crossroads, we'll get through this. God's going to get us through this. And it's understandable for some of you, wherever you're joining us, it's understandable for you to be having this thought, well, I wonder what the real story is. Matter of fact, you may have run across people. There are people that do not mind telling you that they know what the real story is. Not that they know, but that they think that they know. And it's understandable because of all the things I hate about the time we live in, I'll be honest, I'm so tired of watching people that are supposed to tell the truth lie to me. I get tired of watching business leaders promise that jobs won't go away, and then turning around, they go away. Promising that pensions are secure, and then finding out they're not secure. I'm tired of watching government leaders make declarations to us. The as citizens that ought to be able to trust them, and then later find out what they said they knew it wasn't true. Politicians, don't get me started. And sometimes even pastors in churches and church leaders stand in front of congregations and shade things, hide things, whatever. And we experience it so much that when you come into a context like this and Mike reads a statement and I'm trying to talk to you, I get it. You may be saying, I wonder if they're just like all the rest. Church, Jesus called us to be different. And I can only say this to you at this moment. 10 men that possess some of the highest integrity of any men I know in my life have told you this. And I believe they speak truth. I have been on this platform starting in about another 6 weeks for 17 years speaking truth to the people of Crossroads. And I say to you from the bottom of my heart, I'm speaking it now. There is no sin. There is no bad guy. There is no hidden story. There is no spin. It is simply a matter that, as I'll explain in a minute, good people differed. And I want to share with you, my heart right now, I want to share with you something God shared with me that I think it helped me. I want it to help you. I want it to help you here. I want it to help you online. I want it to help you at North Kokomo. I want it to help you. There's a passage in Acts chapter 15, the end of the chapter. Acts is the fifth book in your New Testament. It's the history of the early steps of the church. And in Acts chapter 15, towards the end, the two characters there are two guys by the name of Paul and Barnabas. And they were just as paired together, matched together from the earliest days when Paul came to Christ and Barnabas was already Christ. They labored together, they teamed together, they prayed together. Two of the best men that the church has. And when you read in that story, they have just gone into a big church meeting and they've shared and they found a way not to split the church but bring the church together. It's such a high point. And then you get to the end of the chapter and they're just talking about what to do next. And they were talking about how do we go forward and how do we take the next step in pursuing the calling that God's given to us. And the account says that they differed. And the account says that the two of them differed and it got intense enough that they separated. And it says Paul took Silas and went this way and Barnabas took John Mark and went this way. And there is no record in the Bible that they ever came back together again to minister in that way. They each went and ministered on different paths. And when I read that passage, I felt like God said to me, Kevin, good people can sometimes simply differ. Chris Duncan is a good man, a godly man, a called minister. He has made a difference here. He will make a difference where he goes in the future. The 10 elders of this church are good men, godly men, called men. They have made a difference here. And in discussions between them, it became apparent that there was a difference that was going to necessitate them going on different paths. And I say to you, sometimes good people simply differ. And sometimes when they differ, God chooses to lead them on separate paths. And when he does, they go on those separate paths and God blesses them. Acts, the book of Acts doesn't end in chapter 15. There is a chapter 16 for Paul and for Barnabas. No matter how you're feeling, no matter where you're watching this, please hear me. Crossroads doesn't end today. There is a future for Crossroads. There is a future for Chris Duncan and his family. We will at some point celebrate the reports we get about how God is using Chris Duncan in another ministry. And we will someday soon be celebrating steps that people will take of progress and further ministry happening right here at Crossroads, even though Chris is no longer there. Good people simply differ at times, and because we're human, sometimes the differences can't seem to be resolved, so God takes them on different paths. That gives me comfort. I hope it gives you comfort as well. And then there was another time on Wednesday where we were in a meeting talking about how we talk to you about this service, and I was jotting some notes on a pad, and all of a sudden I looked at a word I'd written down, and the people in the room, if I called them up here, they'd tell you. I looked and I grunted and I said, oh my, there it is. And it was. 1 Thessalonians 4, Paul, the same Paul, this was after the split with he and Barnabas, the same Paul that is still being led, different path, different, he's being led, he's worked in a church in a city called Thessalonica, and he is writing to them, and they were struggling on what do we do when Christians die? I mean, Jesus raised Lazarus, and Jesus raised from the dead, and we're not so sure, we're feeling bad, but is he going to raise them, or what's going to happen? And the end of chapter 4, he's writing, and he says these words. He says, listen, you're going to grieve, but you don't have to grieve without hope. We grieve, but we grieve with hope. We hurt, but we hurt with hope. And that's where we are in this time. This will hurt. This will hurt for a while. But we hurt with hope. Our hope was never in Chris. And he knows that. He would say that to us. Our hope was never in elders. It certainly is never in Kevin. And it's not in anybody else. We have a living hope. And we hope in Christ. And let me tell you this. I don't know what stool they've got here, and I don't know when we purchased this stool, but I have sat on a stool before on this platform more than one occasion and grieved. 13 years ago, this coming January, I sat right here with some other church leaders, and we grieved the fact that our office building, our former campus, had caught fire one evening and burnt to the ground. The fire originated, they think, in my office. Everything I had for all my years of ministry was in that office, gone. And I sat right here and looked at the people of Crossroads at that time, 13 years ago, and we grieved. 3 weeks later, had to get the stools out again because our creative arts pastor, my prayer partner and close personal friend, Phil Lineback, had passed away unexpectedly of a heart attack. And we sat on these same stools at that time and we grieved. But you know what? We grieved with hope. And I want you to think of all the good God has done in the last 13 years in and through Crossroads. This is not the end. We sing these words, and I know them to be true. I've seen him move the mountains, and I believe he's going to do it again. And we are going to cling to our hope, which is Jesus Christ.